back. This is Chicken Philosophy, the Nag Hammadi Scriptures, part 39. If this is your first time on Chicken Philosophy, Nag Hammadi, you know, it's up to you. We're beginning a new scripture today. It's the Gospel of Thomas, or if there's more than one, it's one of them. What is that noise? Can you hear it? Doesn't matter. I'm just going to accept things as they are. So you can click here. That's the playlist. You can start at the beginning if you want to, or you can stay here. It's up to you. So this was the kurta that I was wearing when Piyu and I got married. Our 7-year anniversary is coming up February 21st. So this was February 21st of 2019. So here you can see me, a little bit younger, a little different, a little subtly, wearing the same shirt. Can you tell that that's the same shirt I'm wearing? Should I open this and show you one or two things? Is that the same one that's on the front? There's Pew. It's nice. Anyway, yeah, so that's me. All right, good enough. One moment, please. All right. But why? Why it's not my anniversary? Two reasons. One, I felt like wearing it, and that's the most important one. And as an afterthought, I was like, hey, isn't there that whole thing about how Thomas, according to, you know, I mean, it's all kind of like that when you're talking about Christianity. Like, oh, some people say there was a guy named Jesus, and some people say that this and that happened. But if you check out this Jesus the Man, you know, or whatever, I didn't watch it, but I saw, was there a Jesus? You know, it's like, okay. Yeah, and there's various levels that you can look at it, and God damn, you know, there's some toxic shit out there. I made the mistake of looking at Facebook this morning, so as usual, I'm swimming through a sea of superego nonsense on my way to arrive here sitting in front of you to read this, because some past version of me set up like clockwork this fun little trap for myself. No, it's fine. It is what it is. I'm going to read it, and we'll see how it is, and we'll move through it and come out the other side. I was going to lean into the discomfort and wear this old gold cross that I got back in the day when I was going through my Christian mystic cult phase. I had like exactly $80 and like total. Okay, there we go. And I spent 75 of that 80 on this cross, and I think I spent the other 5 on GPC cigarettes, the cheapest possible shitty cigarettes you could buy. All right. So yeah, Thomas supposedly went to India. Let's show some B-roll footage from some BBC thing enacting some aspects of that. And they say he arrived in Kerala, which might have appeared on the screen somewhere. Here's some footage from my recent, a few years ago trip to Kerala. So yeah, Kerala has a long history. Kerala's neighbors with Goa. We share some things in common and some things not in common. Both were colonized by the Portuguese, but then the Dutch took it from the Portuguese. Took Kerala, but they didn't take Goa. So that's kind of where the paths diverge. And now, well, I'll just keep moving. So yeah, so Thomas, what the heck? You know, he's known by normie Christians as Doubting Thomas, because Jesus appeared before him and he didn't believe his eyes. He's like, unless I can touch the nail wounds in your hands, as if they would have been in their hands, it would have been in the wrists, but that's gross. But anyway, you know, I won't believe until, and then Jesus says, okay, touch it, feel it.
Thank you.
Just like that. That was 20 years ago in Bavarian Christmas village. Anyway, what? I don't know. Yeah, so then Jesus said, blessed are those who believe but don't see. So all the people are like, I believe but don't see. Oh, you know, like, feel special about that. So, you know, God bless him. Yeah, we all have our kinks. Like I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Today's beverage is some coffee. It's black coffee. But yeah, so supposedly Thomas came to India and started like doing miracles, and then the Brahmins killed him eventually. But he established 7 churches, and they're still here in Kerala, all 7 of them. And they're related to the Syrian Orthodox or the Syriac Orthodox. Not an expert, don't claim to be. I'm just a passenger.
I am the passenger.
Thank you, David Hasselhoff. He didn't write it, but he did the best version of it. Yeah. So go ahead and check out David Hasselhoff trying to move. No, I mean he's getting older, but what was I talking about? No, I like that song. Okay, so what? No, I'm just moving through life and you know, doing it in a particular way and processing it out loud. And some of it is stuff that I've processed before. Some of it is stuff I haven't processed yet. The Gospel of Thomas, someone showed me like one passage from it 20 years ago. And he replaced an eye with an eye, replace a hand with a hand. And oh, this is very mystical, very esoteric, very hermetic. Very whatever. You know, and, you know, defined, like, for me, that defined what Gnostic Christianity was until people were like, yeah, and the Demiurge, yeah, and the Demiurge, and I'm like, what the fuck are you going on about this Demiurge? I got a Demiurge, yeah. Bruce Willis had a Demiurge, yeah, get it? Yeah, a long time ago. Back when I was even more ignorant than I am now. And that's what it is first thing in the morning when you check Facebook and you see, you end up with these shadow projections. You see people saying the sort of nonsense that you used to say 22, 24, 26 years ago publicly on the internet, and you die, I'm gonna wring your neck, me. But it's not them, it's me, you know. And of course people are going to go through their various stages of knowledge and ignorance, and passionately and rudely and sarcastically and arrogantly proclaim things that have within them like veiled racism that they don't even see, they don't even realize they're perpetuating, or some kind of nonsense, you know. And so it's like, I should have at least like taken a few breaths and had a sip of water before I turned on my phone, right? The people always say that, right? It's good advice. So, anyway, yeah, on both sides of the spectrum. What sides of what spectrum? Exactly. I'm feeling a little irritated, so I'm going to brighten up, and we'll see if Jesus saves us. Or makes it worse. No, it's Jesus and Christianity. It's Eastern, it's Western, it's Northern, it's Southern. It's heretical, it's Orthodox. We'll start with the Orthodox. Eastern Orthodox, bibliomancy. I didn't do the incense, did I? No, I did the beverage, but I didn't do the incense. Okay, so we're going to go with frankincense. Just some cheapy, It's nice. It's good. We had our 200th TP Taka episode. That's here. That won't be at the end screen. No, it will be at the end screen. There's going to be two things at the end screen. BT's DJ phase. I was going to put BT's DJ phase and Gwydion's DJ phase, but we've done Gwydion's DJ phase before, and BT's DJ phase, if you make it to the end, it's 20 minutes. It's just music. You don't need to even look at the screen. It's just something to listen to for a while. And then it ends with a link to Gwydion's DJ phase. So that's fun. All right. Let's do the bibliomancy. Dear Byzantine Jesus, help guide my thumb to the right page for today. And I will put on my reading glasses so that I can read it. And we'll see what we got. When engaged in noetic warfare, Editor Edward, could you... Thank you, Editor Edward. We should therefore do all we can to choose some spiritual practice from divine scripture and apply it to our intellect like a healing ointment. From dawn, we should stand bravely and unflinchingly, it's dawn right now, as a matter of fact, at the gate of the heart, with true remembrance of God and unceasing prayer of Jesus Christ in the soul, and keeping watch with the intellect, we should slaughter all the sinners in the land. I'm not laughing at the sinners, I'm laughing at the Orthodox, to be clear. Wow, a little bit extra asshole-y today, huh? And they're like, oh no, it's a metaphor. It's metaphorically slaughter all the sinners in the land. And then it was a Psalms quote just to make it even more awkward. Okay, so that's Orthodox Christianity. And as usual, it's... You know, I mean, the last couple times we'd read some Orthodox Christianity to be, like, very thoughtful, like, oh, I mean, I know, I mean, we've talked about it before, and, you know, I'll quit harping on it. I just, you know, like, sometimes I'll ignore a thing for too long until I have to address it, even if, like, you know, acknowledging the position that I think that maybe I want to be coming from, or I used to want to come from, or I thought that I should have been wanting to come from, which is to, you know, like, lean toward a, oh, hey, maybe there's something to this, more so than a, well, this is total fucked bullshit. Like, because why even talk about it at that point? Why not just, you know, I don't know. Yeah, because it's both, because it's mixed, because it's a lot of things, and because I'm not sure where I'm coming from, or where I want to be coming from, or where I think I should be coming from, but I'm pretty sure that I want to not be thinking that I should be coming from anywhere, you know what I mean? And so in the past, I would have ignored the fact that overall, there's a problematic amount of... metaphorical violence that, oh, oopsie, every day gets, you know, interpreted by some as literal violence, who then go out and do violence in the name of said Abrahamic recommendations. And then other people are like, no, it was a metaphor. Metaphorically slaughter the sinners. No, I'm going to slaughter the sinners. No, no. Slaughter the sinners within. It's a jihad of the spirit. It's the walls of Jericho in you. You know, like, maybe just be Buddhist. I don't know. You know, maybe just sing Hare Krishna and just kind of get the fuck out of that whole region, you know? I mean... religion, group of religions, family of religions, the Abrahamic religions. Like, stop it. Have you, you know, like, ahimsa, ahimsa, it means non-violence. Himsa, I guess, means violence, and ah means no. It's like East and West. The Proto-Indo-European, or as they called themselves, Aryans, at the time, back then, the common linguistic ancestors of Sanskrit and Celtic, among other things. But anyway, what are we doing? What are we talking about? I don't know. But let's keep going. You know, it isn't over till it's over. All right, we'll read one paragraph of Living Gnosis by Tomolachi. Okay. The willingness to seek direct and personal experience of the truth and light is the foundation of all mystical traditions and is at the very heart of Gnosticism. Okay, all right. I'll try to be respectful today. I'll try. I got it out of my system. Now we can move on. All right, yeah. There needs to be more ahimsa in the Abrahamic religions. That's true. It's an objective fact. Now let's move on and see if there's something positive we can glean from it. I mean, obviously, because we can't wipe it off the face of the earth, because then we'd be being the very thing that we're criticizing then, wouldn't we? Right? Let's take all the warmongering assholes and line them up and have them shot, right? I mean, on YouTube algorithm, I'm not suggesting that we do that. I'm drawing a comparison about the irony of... Never mind. The robot might think I'm advocating violence. I'm not advocating violence. That's the point, actually. Advocating nonviolence, in fact. I mean, sometimes you gotta be violent. It sucks. It sucks. But I mean, yeah, if you just sit around going, then eventually someone comes down and burns your university down. Hashtag Nalanda lives forever in our hearts. Hashtag doesn't know how to use hashtags. This is... it's when I went to Nalanda. It was a Buddhist university. It got burned down because they didn't have weapons to defend themselves. I mean, you know, like a more warmongering Abrahamic folks came along and said, what? A competing religion sounds intelligent and isn't exactly like ours. Burn it to the ground. Because, you know, slaughter the sinners, right? And Jesus Christ. Essentially, a mystic is born from the recognition that he or she is an outsider to the experience of enlightenment or God, and the realization... Okay. Right. And the realization that it is possible to have direct and personal experience of divine being in whatever form it might be conceived. Okay. I mean, there's like the outcome, you know, but like the whole by their fruits shall ye know them. It's like, okay, well, it's written in the text of the religion that has the violent fruits, that you should look and see if the fruits are violent to determine what you think of the tree, right? I mean, maybe not. Someone would say, no, that's not how you interpret that, man. All right, thank you. Master, wise one. Thus, the mystical aspirant, I like it when they call me an aspirant, aspirant, seeks out direct spiritual experience of truth, and as the truth and light unfolds in his or her own experience, the mystic becomes an insider. And if you enact it literally, then you're an elitist cult. If we look closely into the Gospels, that it's a metaphor, metaphorical elitism and violence and hierarchy, and never mind. If we look closely into the Gospels that appear in the Bible, as well as into the sacred scriptures of the Nag Hammadi Library, we will find that Yeshua himself spoke of outsiders and insiders, or at least the people who wrote those texts said that he did. Minor player. And we find hints at different levels of teachings, outer, inner, and secrets. All right. Cool. Now, the next thing that we do here on the Nag Hammadi episodes is read the Nag Hammadi. Oh, and today we're starting the Gospel of Thomas, and we're going to skip the introduction because that's what we do. So someone showed me those passages from Gospel of Thomas, and I was like, oh, cool, and quoted them, and then someone showed me other passages from the same Gospel of Thomas, and I was like, oh, that's totally fucked. Oh. So, hence, I know that much about what we're about to read, and I'm already like, all right. But no, I'm going to try to go into it with an open and clear, the Gospel of Thomas. Are you ready? I'm not. Prologue. These are the hidden sayings that the living Jesus spoke and Judas Thomas the twin recorded. And he said, quote, whoever discovers the interpretation of these sayings will not taste death. End quote. Jesus said, quote, let one who seeks not stop seeking until he finds. When one finds, one will be troubled. When one is troubled, one will marvel and will reign over all. Sounds true. And quote, Jesus said, quote, if your leaders say to you, quote within quotes, look, the kingdom is in heaven, end quote within quotes, then the birds of heaven will precede you. If they say to you, quote within quotes, it is in the sea, end quote within quotes, then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside you, and it is outside of you.
My clothes are within you and without you.
Thanks, George. Quote, when you know yourselves, then you will be known. And you will understand that you are children of the living Father. But if you do not know yourselves, then you dwell in poverty. Metaphorically speaking, doesn't say that, but all you have to do to cherry pick is just read every word and then pick and choose where you say, metaphorically speaking. Because if you were coming from like a Vedic perspective, then, oh yes, you have done bad things in a former life. That's why you're poor, literally speaking. Right? Never mind. And you are poverty. Yes, thanks. Thanks, Jesus. Jesus, didn't you say blessed are the poor in another gospel? Oh, that was one of the normie gospels. Okay, this is the... Sorry. Just keep reading, Edward. Just read it. Read the text. End quote. Jesus said, quote, the person old in days will not hesitate to ask a little child, 7 days old, about the place of life. And that person will live. For many of the first will be last, and will become a single one. Remind me to read you an insane poem I wrote when Gwydion was first born, or when he was like 6 months old, or something like that, or less. Yeah, Gwydion was pretty young back then. Maybe like 1 month, 2 months old. Maybe it was in the beginning of Gwydion. Never mind. Okay, that's an end quote. Jesus said, quote, know what is in front of your face, and what is hidden from you will be disclosed to you. For there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Get your mind out of the gutter. No, this is spiritual stuff he's talking about. Spirit. That's it. We're not talking about Grok revealing what should have remained hidden. Never mind. And quote, different Grok. That's not the real Grok. That's the Musk, Elon Musk. Sucks. Can't say ISIS without saying, not the terrorist organization. You can't say Golden Dawn without saying, not the terrorist organization. And now you can't say Grok without saying, not the terrorist organization. And reading scriptures or going to the builders of the Adonim and they're talking about, oh, the people of Israel, not the terrorist organization, you know. Okay. His disciples asked him and said to him, quote, do you want us to fast? How should we pray? Should we give to charity? What diet should we observe? And, quote, Jesus said, quote, do not lie and do not do what you hate. Oh, well, I guess we're done. No, I don't hate reading Akimani. Because all things are disclosed after heaven. For there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed, and there is nothing covered that will remain undisclosed. End quote. Jesus. Jesus said, quote, blessed is the lion that the human will eat. Don't eat lions. Don't. But eating lions is bad. Okay?
The fuck?
Well. This thing lasted a few months. And then stopped lasting. That's obnoxious. All right. So that the lion becomes human. And cursed is the human that the lion will eat, and the lion will become human. End quote, Dad.
What do we say to tuna fish who want to be canned? Blessed is the tuna fish whom the stuck human eats, for the tuna fish will then become stuck and human and considerate and homely?
My dad's words from Transformations. It's better than this. You should go, you just go listen to that instead of this. Anyway, okay. And he said, quote, humankind is like a wise fisherman who cast his net into the sea and drew it up from the sea full of little fish. Among them, the wise fisherman discovered a fine, large fish. He threw all the little fish back into the sea and with no difficulty chose the large fish. Is it? Couldn't he have? Never mind. Whoever has ears to hear should hear. It's a metaphor. End quote. Working within that same metaphor, author of the Gospel of Thomas, I won't say Jesus, because that's as absurd as saying Buddha when you're talking about the Lotus Sutra. yeah, you can keep the little fish too. I'm just saying. You don't have to murder all the competing religions or whatever it was that the Orthodox guy said, quoting the Psalms, of course. Well, though, what the heck is up with this light situation? This thing has really decided that this is its last day. That's a lot of plastic and metal just for a thing that's like, yeah, I'm done. I'm not going to work anymore. After a few months. Okay. It's the ring light. No more ring light. Okay. At least we've got natural light over here. Let's read a bit more, shall we, Edward? Yes. Yes, we shall. Jesus said, quote, look, the sower went out, took a handful of seeds, and scattered them. All right, all right. Says shades of season 2 of Severance and the scriptures there. Go on. What did he do after he scattered his seeds all over? Some fell on the road, and the birds came and pecked them up. Others fell on a rock. Doesn't this sound familiar from the Normie scriptures? Others fell on rock, and they did not take root in the soil and did not produce heads of grain. Oh, seeds. Oh, I thought it was not quite a metaphor, just a different kind of seed. Then I'll just keep reading. Others fell on thorns, and they choked the seeds, and worms devoured them. And others fell on good soil, and it brought forth a good crop. It yielded 60 per measure and 120 per measure. It must have been a thing back then. End quote. Jesus said, quote, I have thrown fire upon the world, and look, I am watching it until it blazes. End quote. Metaphorically speaking? As many interpretations of that as there are people who care to interpret it. But yeah, the fire of the spirit, and also violence. That too. I came to bring a sword. Divide brother from brother. Don't forget that part. Not some pacifist ahimsa hugger. Right. Okay. Jesus said, quote, this heaven will pass away, and the one above it will pass away. That's true. Quote, the dead are not alive. Is that a quote and then quotes or what? So that first quote had no end quote, but here's a new quote. Oh no, it's a new paragraph. So it's okay. They're just doing that thing where when you start a new paragraph, you start a quote, but it's still quotes from the previous quote. Never mind. The dead are not alive, and the living will not die. During the days when you ate what is dead, you made it alive. When you are in the light, what will you do? End quote. Is that like when you like co-opted like Bridget and made her Saint Bridget? She was a dead goddess and then you made her a living saint. Is that? No? No, because this is Gnosticism. But it's Thomas. And I don't know. It's not as simple as, is it this or is it that? Oh, it must be this. It must be that. It's just, it's not new. I've heard it so many times and heard it interpreted by the stupidest people in the stupidest ways. But maybe it's useful? I don't know. Quote, on the day when you were one, you became two. But when you become two, what will you do? End quote. The disciples said to Jesus, quote, we know that you are going to leave us. Who will be our leader? End quote. Jesus said to them, quote, no matter where you have come from, you are to go to James the Just, for whose sake heaven and earth came into being. That's his brother, right? End quote. Jesus said to his disciples, quote, compare me to something and tell me what I am like. End quote. Simon Peter said to him, quote, you are like a just messenger, end quote. Wasn't he the one that said, thou art the Lord my God, the Messiah? And Jesus said, I'm going to make you into a rock and bury you under St. Peter's Basilica. Oh, hey, no wonder. I thought that's how that went. This is a different spin. Thomas was like, well, I remember it differently. I'll keep reading. Matthew said to him, quote, you are like a wise philosopher, end quote. Thomas, the one who's writing, let's see what he said. Thomas said to him, quote, teacher, my mouth is utterly unable to say what you are like, end quote. Jesus said, quote, I am not your teacher, but you have drunk. You have become intoxicated from the bubbling spring that I have tended. End quote. And he took him and withdrew and spoke three things to him. Ah, this is where Jesus gives Thomas the... Oh, Thomas, goddamn. To be fair, in Zen Buddhism, they say... And, I mean, Alan Watts... I don't know. I mean, I'm an ignoramus, just putting it out there. I'm not an expert in any at anything. But, I don't know, Alan Watts was a little bit raising an eyebrow, like, I think they made this up. Oh, maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But the origin, supposedly, of Zen Buddhism is that it's the real Buddhism, of course, that was passed on. Not like, you know, the original Sangha, when Lord Buddha passed away, it went to, I think, Ananda. I mean, he became the leader, and then Shariputra, I think, and then there's a lineage from there. But Mahakasyapa, the great Kasyapa the great, there was one time when Buddha picked up a flower, and all the disciples were like, all right, he's going to say something about the flower, but Mahakasyapa just smiled and nodded, and Buddha looked at him and was like, you get it. And that was when the intangible, mystical, but true lineage of the true teachings of the true Lord Buddha were wordlessly, symbolically, but literally, and in every, you know, it was passed to Mahakasyapa, and then that's the lineage that finds its way secretly in the background, nobody writing about it, nobody talking about it, until it gets to Bodhidharma, who travels to China and is rude to the emperor, and, you know, now there's Chan Buddhism and Zen Buddhism. It's like, okay, all right. So, Gospel of Thomas is saying, yeah, I told Jesus, you're not like anything I can say nothing about. And Jesus said, come here. Let me whisper some stuff in your ear that we're not going to let the others hear. And that's the origin of what? I don't know. Probably some branch of Gnostics or you know, you can imagine. Maybe back then. And now, surely there's some folks that are like, oh, feeling tapped in. Not saying they're not. Tapped into the Thomasian lineage. And of course there's like a basically exoteric mainstream branch of Christianity in the form of the Church of Thomas, which is part of the Eastern Orthodox Church, and that's based in Kerala, and I haven't visited yet. I guess I just didn't make it enough of a priority. But here's some Catholic churches from in Kerala. I think they put those big metal pillars in front of the Catholic churches because when the Dutch came, they co-opted, they took all the oldest Portuguese Catholic churches and made them Protestant churches. So now, like, the most old school Catholic looking churches in Kerala are Protestant. So the slightly newer or much newer or whatever degree of newness Roman Catholic churches put these big pillars in front of their churches so that the Catholics know which church to go to. I don't know. Here, all the churches are Catholic. I mean, there are Protestant churches in Goa, but few and far between. And as far as the old big ones, they're all Roman Catholic because the Dutch never took over. It's just a slight difference. Anyway, I think that's an okay place for us to land for today. So Jesus is about to whisper some secret things to Thomas, and the stickiness of my sticky went away, the light burned out, and there it is. Yeah. How was it for you? Well, the good news is it's over. And we broke the ice on the Gospel of Thomas, and we can pick up where we left off next time. It's going to be BT in part 40. So that's a number divisible by 10, and it's BT. So whenever it's BT, it's He has his own spin on things. The rest of us are left having a... What do I think? He's like, I'll tell you what I think. I don't know. Maybe. And what else? Next time it's going to be Gwydion reading The Divine Pymander, which sounds like it could be fun. But I don't really know. I mean, that's kind of the beauty of reading things is quite often. I don't know what is coming up. That part that we read of the Gospel of Thomas, I've read before. Not recently, but before. And now I'll hear myself read it at least a couple times as I'm editing it. And I'll think about it. And we'll move forward. Nothing really jumps out for me begging to be, you know, like praised or scrutinized. It's just it's the Gospel of Thomas, you know. Maybe it's new to some folks. People are like, Gospel of Thomas? You mean Doubting Thomas? No. They don't call him that in the Gospel of Thomas. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. All right. We did it. Congratulations. It's finished. Tetelestai. Into thy hands I commit my spirit. Sorry, bad joke. Is it a joke? I don't know. It's a more reference, really. And, okay. That was it. I hope you had fun. A little bit. I hope the music was good. A little bit. And, all right, so we'll see you again when it's Gwydion and when it's Divine Pymander. So what did I promise? Yeah, up here we're going to have Tipitaka 200. It's fun. I don't always say that. I mean, I very rarely when it's Tipitaka do I say, oh yeah, check this out, it's good. And I'm saying that today. I usually say, it was kind of dull. This one's good. And it's episode 200. So it's like, ooh, it's a big day or whatever. That was yesterday or day before. I recorded it the day before. I uploaded it yesterday. And down here is going to be BT's DJ phase. Please click that and give it a like and leave it on while you do other things until you notice, damn, this music is pretty good. I don't know. I thought it was one of those ones that I was like very proud of as I was editing it and then uploaded it in crickets. And it's like, okay, maybe it'll be a slow burn. Maybe people will gradually discover it down the road. It also starts with like, it improves at, cause it's a record of like a year and a half, kind of. It's like a specific highlight from a type of episode that comes around every 15 episodes over the past year and a half or however long. And so in the beginning, they were kind of okay. Like it found its voice after the first three or four. But the third one, when it introduces the other characters, is pretty fun. I enjoyed it at the time. Anyway, all right. So click the one down here, and then that's my advice. Until next time, have a good weekend.